This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Adrienne Hill. Africa has historically struggled to grow its manufacturing base, but that appears to be changing in the textile and garment industries. As Marketplace's Adam Allington reports, Africa is being viewed by some corporations as a low-cost competitor to countries like China, Vietnam, and Bangladesh.
According to the International Labor Organization, garment industry wages in Ethiopia run about $21 a month. That's compared to $67 in Bangladesh and much higher in China. Steve Lamar is with the American Apparel and Footwear Association. He says countries like Ethiopia and Kenya have been able to integrate up and down the textile supply chain.
The ability to transform from fiber through yarn into fabric into garment, that will become an additional magnet for more and more sourcing from Africa.
Another driver of growth in the African textile industry are rising costs in Asia.
You know, costs in China, which is the world's largest apparel manufacturer by far, have been going up.
Kimberly Elliott is a senior fellow with the Center for Global Development. China and Vietnam still account for over 50% of all U.S. clothing imports, and she doesn't expect that to change anytime soon.
The shift is still pretty small.
Labor costs aside, Elliott says other costs, such as electricity and transportation, can actually be quite high in Africa. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.